Today on Real Life Radio.
When this happens, the results will be the embracing of this world. You say, what are you saying? When the world is separated out of us, the Holy Spirit puts in the Word of God. He builds you from the inside out, everybody. And He galvanizes you from the inside out, not from the outside in.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey friends, first of all, Merry Christmas. And like we do every year, we go through the Bible in a year. That's how we keep a big church family together, by going through the Word of God together. Well, this year we're throwing you a curveball that you can hit. This is a brand new one. This is different. This is the Dr. Charles Stanley Life Principle Daily Bible. This Bible has got not only the daily reading, it's got insights by none other than Dr. Charles Stanley. We encourage you to get a copy of this for yourself. And listen, we also want you to be aware of the fact that we have a devotion, Watching, Waiting. It's a 40-day devotion, and it's all about scripture verses that excite you and encourage you about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Visit jackhibbs.com to get your December Book of the Month double feature, the one-year Bible, and Pastor Jack's brand new devotional, Watching, Waiting. They're available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. Again, that's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, we're taking a break from 1 Samuel to bring you a very special Christmas series called His Return. You know, the return of Jesus is a promise from God, and it goes back much further than we thought. Genesis 3:15 of the Old Testament is the very first Christmas verse. God's redemption plan actually begins right here, after Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and their relationship with God was broken. You see, the Christmas message is deeply prophetic and rooted in God's great plan to redeem us. From the very beginning, like Adam and Eve, our guilt and need for redemption is very real. And Christ coming to earth, an actual event, made the way for God to save us. So today, in this special Christmas message, Pastor Jack teaches us that the first coming of Jesus was the single most powerful influence that the world has ever known or will ever know. In light of this, we are called to love the world as Jesus does and share with others not only the good news of the gospel, but the promise of His return. Now, with his special Christmas series called His Return, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
I wrote this down, friends, the other day, and I actually forgot about it. And I need you to hear this. Even at this Christmas time, perhaps more now than ever before, when we say Christmas, you know, the first word is Christ. Let's remember that. How well you know your Bible. I should have said, in the coming near future, if not now, how well you know your Bible is not a luxury, nor is it an option. The days of deception are upon us, and they will increase. Without His Word embedded in your heart and mind, you will not survive the coming storm. So when we say Merry Christmas, what we're actually saying is, it's a Merry Christmas to those who understand what it's all about. It's not a holiday. It's a life. It's a total consciousness of who He is. It doesn't come around every 365 days. For many of us who are believers, it's a literal existence. And the days are coming that knowing your Bible will not be a luxury. Look, honestly, you know why things are a luxury? Listen, if you're an atheist right now, you can have the luxury of being an atheist. But when you have cancer, atheists have a tendency to call churches. Did you know that? You have the luxury right now to do whatever you want to do because you're fine until that lump appears or until that situation is handed to you. And then you don't, listen, the luxury evaporates and you've got to meet reality. The same is true in this world. Jesus said as we approach the end that everything that can be shaken shall be shaken, and only which can remain shall remain. Christmas is understanding that the Word of God is literally alive and real, and it's the only thing that is going to save you this Christmas. Is this heavy? It is heavy. It has to be heavy. Number five, his return is the essence of his return. By essence, I mean this, the message and the mission that God confronted evil, sin, and the essence by his appearing in Eden, by his appearing in Bethlehem, and by his second coming. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, but when the fullness of time had come, this is amazing, God had a perfect appointment. You know, Mary, it's amazing to think that Mary went into labor, not because she was at 9 months, I'm assuming 9 months, I wasn't there, I don't know. It just says the time came for her to give birth. Was Jesus a week late? Was he a week early? Nope. Exactly. He was right on time. Oh, there's a song that I know white people try to sing and it just doesn't work. I've tried, but he's an on time kind of God. Yes, he is. Only the black community can sing that right. It is awesome. God's never early. God's never late. He's always on time. And the Bible says right here that in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Hey, sounds like Genesis 3:15. To redeem those who were under the law that we might receive the adoption as sons. That is Genesis 3:15. And we learned this about it. The essence of his return always brings about the conviction. I wanted to get this out on a service today. I wanted to get it out as public record and on media forever, because once we broadcast something, you know that, church, everything, by the way, you post is out there forever. I want this to be out there forever because there's a great movement to make illegal the Holy Spirit's work in the world. You say, what? Don't be deceived in the days of deception. When people say, that just made me uncomfortable, I'm going to call my attorney. Sorry, people don't talk like that, but when I hear them say that, that's how I hear it in my head. You may be as big as Goliath. I still hear you talking like this. You hurt my feelings, and I'm going to sue you. And I could say to somebody, for God so loved the world, and they're going, that's nice, that he gave his only begotten son, right on, that whosoever would believe in him, yes, I do, would not perish but have everlasting life. Okay, perish. What are you saying? And that John 3:16 goes on to tell you that those who do not accept that message are condemned. What? I'm suing you. You can stand for truth today and be sued in the courts tomorrow because the Holy Spirit convicted somebody and you were giving them the Word of God. So tell me, who's being sued? You or the Holy Spirit? It's the Holy Spirit. You ever think of that? Conviction. Conviction will save your life, my friend. If you're standing on the railroad tracks and somebody yells and says, get off the tracks, and you don't do it, and then they tackle you and knock you off the tracks and they scuff up their knee because you pushed them off the train tracks before the train came by, and they, what are they? I'm going to sue you. You pushed me down. They don't even understand that you're trying to rescue their life. They're given over to deception. Always, always the conviction. Mark 1, verse 15. And Jesus said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. God says this is a must. See, this offends people right now. There's people right now, and when this gets rebroadcast, in fact, there'll be some channels on TV. We want that part edited out. Why? It might upset somebody. You see the world you and I live in? 1 John 4:14, as he said, we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as, this is offensive, Savior of the world. You guys know how offensive that is? So how's that offensive? Because the word Savior means to save that which is lost. Secondly, it's this, always brings about the consideration. The Bible tells us regarding Jesus being the essence itself of Christmas is the consideration of who he is. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "And when they had heard Herod the king, the wise men departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was." Look, don't look for this on astronomical charts. You don't have to study NASA's work on this. Or, you know, was it the alignment of this planet or that? This is a supernatural event. This star is moving. And I don't think it's a celestial orb. I think it's an angel of great brilliance. We just don't get a name or anything like that. "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother, Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh." All of these things indicative of and perfect typological form of the entire life and ministry of Jesus. The consideration of Jesus is the essence of Christmas itself. And regarding his return, friends, the world right now is right on course. It's right on track according to the Bible. Christ is coming back, if you believe it or not. He's coming back. He said he'd come back. He's coming back. I don't know when. You don't know when. No, God told me. No, he didn't tell you. I'm going to write a book. Go ahead. He didn't tell you. Nobody knows.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Nobody knows the consideration. And then there's the challenge. There's always the bring about to the challenge. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, Jesus said, "He who is not with me is against me." Boy, that's, where's the wiggle room in this? "And he who does not gather with me scatters abroad." Wow. And then finally, number 6, his return is the effect of his return. Regarding his return, there's the effect. And by effect, I mean that the coming of Jesus Christ so changed the world for the good when he came 2,000 years ago in his advent. It resulted in the single most powerful influence that the world has ever known or ever will know. Did you know that? There's not another person. I literally bumped into somebody this last week, started talking about God, and I said, "You need to read John." And she said, "I'm sorry, who's John? Who's John?" And I said, "Matthew, Mark, Luke, John." And she said, "I don't know these men." I said, "Have you ever read the Bible?" "No, I've heard of the Bible." Ladies and gentlemen, this happened in our community. You don't have to go to the dark forest of the Amazon. All you have to do is go to the shops. They had never heard. Wouldn't that be Satan's trick to get you to not only not hear, but if you have heard, to hear wrong? These three things were done. It results in the cleansing from this world. There's a cleansing. His return created a cleansing. The Bible tells us, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God." That's a great statement. God loved you so much, he called you his own kids. We're not worthy, are we? "Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be like, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." You want to know the Christmas Christ? He's going to affect your life, friend. He's going to start making you more and more into his image. Secondly, It results in the separation from this world. I hope I don't mess this one up. Listen to this. Galatians 2:20 says this, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You know what this means? This is what I'm afraid I'm going to be misunderstood. The power of what Jesus brings to us represented at Christmas is his life offered up and his resurrection power so great and grand that the life that you and I live now is no longer our life to live. We're now dead to our own desires and our own mission. We want to get our marching orders from heaven. And it's the Holy Spirit that we want to have driving the wheel. And having said that, the separation from this world, when this happens, when he gets a hold of us, don't be surprised and put up the final point. Don't be surprised if this doesn't happen. The results will be the embracing of this world. You say, what are you saying? When the world is separated out of us, the Holy Spirit puts in the Word of God. He builds you from the inside out, everybody. And he galvanizes you from the inside out, not from the outside in. See, we can take metal and we can put it and drip in and immerse it and then electrify it and galvanize it forevermore against the elements of the world, right? The weather. It's not going to rust. It's just going to be galvanized. God doesn't do it from the outside. Because underneath the galvanizing, that pipe or that metal is still of its original origin. What God does is he starts galvanizing you inside your mind, inside you, your spirit. And eventually that galvanization of the Holy Spirit is lived out in your life. And this is how the world is embraced. You say, Jack, are you telling us to embrace the world? Yes, but let me tell you what the definition is. Not to go back out there and be like the world again. He took it out of you, Christian. Oh man, I better not do that. Listen, do you understand your salvation is absolutely invincible in Christ? He takes the world that once controlled you out of you. He puts the Spirit of God in you. He begins to galvanize you through the Bible from the inside out. And then when that happens, guess what? Don't be surprised if he winds up having you speak to somebody at the office or at the hospital or at the gas station. Why? What's he doing? He's sending you back into that horrible, wicked world that ruined your life. Why? Because listen, you're preempting sin itself. This is what he's doing right now. C.S. Lewis says that God has deployed us into enemy-occupied territory. Leave this building today understanding. It's just not about parties and eggnog and cakes. It's a warfare that's going on. And the baby came to fight. And that baby that was born changed the entire course of the world, including the calendar that you live your day by. And he sets free all those who are bound by sin. He liberates us. And when the enemy comes knocking on the door, we have to remind him, I'm purchased goods. I've been delivered from the slave market of sin and death, and you have no hold on me anymore. A.W. Tozer said, you can stand. A.W. Tozer said this. He said, when Satan reminds him of how bad of a Christian he is, Tozer says, I know. You did that to me, and I learned all that stuff I do that's bad, notice this, from you. By the way, have you noticed how Satan works? Here's how Satan works if you don't know. Hey, so how you doing? Oh, doing good. You should go do that. I don't think I'm allowed. Ah, go ahead. I don't think it's good. I think the Bible says I shouldn't be doing this. So, no, I'm not going to do it. God loves you. Come on. Everybody's doing it. What are you going to do? You're going to be the odd man out. And then what are you going to tell your friends when they ask you? And you say, I don't know what you mean. Come on. God is so forgiving anyway. Isn't he forgiving? He's so merciful. He's amazing. Is he not amazing? And then you listen to him. You pick the apple, right? Instead of the IBM, you pick the apple. And you and you bite it. And then what does Satan say? Oh! Like, boop! Like the prison alarm goes off. What? You did it. You told me to do it. He lies to you that it's no big deal. The moment you do it, he makes it a big deal. And he says, what are you going to do now? Are you going to pray and ask God to forgive you? Yep. And he'll tell you, he's not going to do that. If you don't, listen, he speaks so perfectly. If you don't know this voice versus the seductive voice of the wicked one, if you don't have this, you're going down. If you don't know Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you're going down. Because listen, it's not, I'm not saying it's what you know. It's this book that introduces you to who you should know. It's who you know, not what you know. In Jesus' name, Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you would cover this body of believers and Heavenly Father, that your Holy Spirit would be that galvanizing force at work in our lives now. We pray over every one of our brothers and sisters here standing, that you would, Lord, protect them, and then because they are protected, that they would go out into a world and embrace a broken, bleeding, hurt world that has no hope unless we open our mouth and proclaim the everlasting gospel that God forgives sins as we repent of them to him, because faithful is he who has called us. He has died in our place, canceling the power of sin and death. And being resurrected from the dead, he has granted us eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his special Christmas series called His Return. Thanks for listening today, and Merry Christmas from Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Life Radio. Our prayer for you this Christmas is that your 2026 is filled with contentment and joy that can only come from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Christ is the reason we celebrate Christmas, and we look forward to his return. It's given us a lot of joy sharing this Real Life Radio program with you. Thanks for welcoming us into your home for the past year and into your life as well. We'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So the lingering effects of the government shutdown, right? I mean, when... Right. You know, I mean, when the movie business goes on strike, right? It's right. Not just the guys behind the, it's not just the people in front of the camera.
It's not just the actor.
Right. I mean, it's the people that, you know, that sweep the floor on the studio. It's the people that do the, you know, run the cleaners, you know. These people are out of work also. In lingering effects of the government shutdown.
Yeah.
How do we deal with that as Christians?
Well, look, there's people trying to figure out how to recover or how to sail through this or how to maneuver this. And when we get into the seasons that we're in right now, this is what I hope people do.
Yeah.
Especially the Christian is, hey, it's all about knowing Jesus. We can get together as a family.
Yeah.
And we can love on each other. And it, you know, we can keep the main thing.
Yeah.
And the main thing is Jesus Christ. Yeah. Instead of, oh man, are you kidding me? I didn't get that. I thought you're going to get me a car for Christmas or whatever, that shirt. Well, these are hard times. Guess what? Hard times produce strong people.
Yeah, true.
And when we find our strength in Jesus, then we're all the stronger.
Can we pray for the folks that, pray for all
How
of us.
How about us?
All of us that are affected by the government shutdown, yeah, particularly.
Let's do it. Father, you're the Lord of all things. You know everything. And you know the intrigue that is going on by individuals who are manipulating this government that was only designed for a moral and religious people, said John Adams. We've certainly lost our moorings to you, to the Bible. Lord, we just ask you that you would cause each and every one of us as individuals, no matter what our nation decides to do, that our faith would be in you and you alone, that our rock would be Jesus. America's going to come. America has come and America will go, but your word endures forever. So may we choose today to believe in, trust in, and rely upon you, Lord, our shepherd. We are your sheep. And you have promised that you would take care of us all the way to heaven. So, Lord, we yield to you and we trust in you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Daniel Cohen here from Israel. If you love Pastor Jack Hibbs' fearless approach to teaching God's Word, you'll love the Real Life Network. It's built for warriors who want the truth, God's truth. On the Daniel Cohen Show, we bring you stories the mainstream media downplays. It's time to start getting your news from people you trust, and it's totally free. Sign up now at reallifenetwork.com.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.